Wuhan Diary, Dispatches from a Quarantined City, by Fang Fang. English translation by Michael Berry. Read by Emily Wu Zeller. Disclaimer. This diary contains discussions of various treatments of COVID-19 that took place early on during the outbreak in Wuhan. They are not to be taken as medical advice. For treatment advice concerning COVID-19, please consult your medical provider. Introduction. The virus is the common enemy of humankind. 1. When I first logged on to my Sina Weibo account to write my initial diary entry, I certainly never imagined that there would be 59 more entries to follow. Nor could I ever have imagined that tens of millions of readers would be staying up late each night just waiting to read my next installment. So many people have told me that they could only finally get to sleep after reading my entry for the day. I also never imagined that this collection of diary entries would be collected in book form and published overseas so quickly. Just as I completed my final installment of the diary, the government coincidentally announced that on April 8, 2020, the city of Wuhan would reopen. Wuhan was under lockdown for a total of 76 days. April 8th also happened to be the date that websites in the United States uploaded pre-sale information for the English edition of Wuhan Diary. The whole thing seemed something like a dream. It was as if the hand of God had been silently arranging everything from behind the scenes. 2. Starting on January 20th, when the Chinese infectious disease specialist Dr. Zhong Nanshan revealed that the novel coronavirus was being spread by human-to-human transmission, and news broke that 14 medical workers had already been infected, my first reaction was shock. But that later turned into anger. This new information was completely at odds with what we had seen and heard earlier. Official media sources had been consistently telling us that this virus was not contagious between people. It's controllable and preventable. Meanwhile, even more rumors were circulating that this was in fact another SARS coronavirus. Once I learned that the approximate incubation period for this virus was around 14 days, I started to calmly make a list of whom I had been in contact with over those previous 2 weeks to see if there was any risk that I might have been infected. The scary thing I discovered was that during this period I had been to the hospital 3 different times to visit sick colleagues. I wore face masks during 2 of those visits, but one time I didn't. On January 7th, I attended a friend's party and later went out to dinner with my family. On January 16th, I had a serviceman come to my apartment to install a new heater. On the 19th, my niece visited Wuhan from Singapore, so my big brother and his wife took us all out to dinner, including my second brother and his wife. It was a good thing that there were already all those SARS rumors floating around by then, so I made sure to wear a face mask every time I went out. Given my occupation and what my normal schedule looks like, it is actually quite out of the ordinary for me to have gone out so many times during such a short period. I suppose I was going out more because this was the time just before the Lunar New Year, when people hold a lot of parties and host get-togethers to celebrate. Once I put everything together, it was really hard for me to say definitively whether or not I might have been infected during that period. The only thing I could do was work backward to try to rule out an infection by counting down, day by day, until I had passed that 2-week period. During that time, I was feeling quite depressed. My daughter returned from Japan on January 22nd. The night before the quarantine was announced. I went to pick her up at the airport that night at 10 p.m. By that time, there were hardly any cars or pedestrians on the streets. When I got to the airport, almost everyone standing outside waiting to be picked up was wearing a face mask. There was a heavy feeling in the air, and everyone seemed extremely stressed out. There were no signs of the hubbub, chatter, and laughter that you normally see there. Those few days were when panic and fright were at their very height in Wuhan.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?